your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Well, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Roggie Horner. She is the futures and currency trader over at Simpler Trading. And Roggie, what I want to focus on here is the U.S. equity markets. Having chatted with you on a regular basis every 2 weeks, I know recently you have been, let's say, generally bearish. You're not fully entrenched in that bearish camp, but you do see some worries and some reallocation of money that has shown you general weakness in the U.S. equity markets. The fact of the matter is, though, we have post-election and the potential of a Santa Claus rally leading at least some bulls to say this is just another buy-the-dip mentality. What do you have to say to those bullish comments about a post-election rally and a upcoming potential Santa Claus rally?
You bet. Good to be back, Corey. Thanks for having me. You know, what we've seen this week ultimately has been an extension of the previous week, where before the election, the president came out, said that there was a great conversation with China, and that he's very optimistic about what could happen at the end of November with the G20 meeting in Buenos Aires. So that's one of those things where the market has to discount that, but yet won't know the proof until at that point, you know, 4 weeks later. So we end up with this week, we see that the basically the expectations were kept. The House went democratically, the Senate remained Republican and even gained a few seats. But none of this really was shocking in terms of what the market was anticipating. And a lot of people would say that the extension of the rally we saw this week, especially after the day after the U.S. elections, would be an extension of maybe some sort of relief rally. And it's still very easy for me to be fairly bearish, small cap and NASDAQ. But if I take a look at some of the sector weightings, which I know you and I have talked about in the past, and we think about what the upcoming proposed legislation is likely to be in the U.S., healthcare and infrastructure spending end up basically being, you know, 1 and 2 or 2 and 1, however you want to look at it. And that's going to benefit the Dow primarily. And we're seeing that in price action this week.
So internally in these markets, some of the sectors, you're thinking healthcare and maybe some of the utility stocks, those could also lead as well or have the money allocated to them?
I think that ultimately healthcare is something, even with the downturn, along with utilities and energies, that I am still actually bullish on. But healthcare becomes now an easier conversation, because even if there is a downturn in the market, you know, kind of singling out certain stocks within the healthcare, like Johnson & Johnson and Merck, was pretty simple and names that I've been long. But I think now, sort of as we talk about what to look towards the Santa rally, as you mentioned, and what happens after midterms, I think you're absolutely right. There is this expectation since the 60s that after a midterm election, we tend to see a rally. And then you throw the typical year-end sort of Santa Claus rally, as it's known, into the mix. It's easy for traders to want, and investors to want to get bullish. I just caution everybody, mainly because we are still seeing, I think, peak bond yields. In other words, I'm actually very bullish, the 10 and 30 year. Not the bond yield, but actually the chart. I'm pretty bullish both the 10 and 30. And I think gold looks like an uptrend for the very first time in a very long time. And I think 1200 is a level on the gold futures that is likely to be supported. So, you know, we have some mixed messages here, and I don't think that the bulls are out of the woods yet.
So some of the safety assets, then you also see money getting allocated to them. You're not necessarily thinking that you're going to see a screaming rally in these, but maybe just that the downside is limited, and as liquidity kind of repositions itself, a little bit more will be put into these safety type assets.
I think you're absolutely right. I think we're seeing just this gradual, slow, this building of a position within names like the 30-year, the 10, gold. I'm still seeing a lot of resistance in copper. And there's one thing that happened the previous week, but I think this would be a great thing to look back on for this week, is what's been happening to crude. And it's going to be very difficult for the FOMC or people to even believe that the inflation picture is as rosy as maybe the FOMC wants to paint, because, you know, we've punched down to brand new lows in crude this week. We've taken the gas, the RBOB blend stock market down with it. And last week, even though we saw the rally in equities the previous week, you know, before the election, crude oil did not benefit from that rally. And I think that's very telling of the larger economic picture that I've been so concerned about and talked to you and your listeners about the last few times we've spoke.
Yeah, crude is definitely an interesting sector that has been very much beat up and was kind of an outlier in terms of commodities as it kept on trending higher. Now with this, at least short-term breakdown, it is making a lot of investors reconsider the overall picture for crude and how that impacts economies globally. Let's talk about some of these main factors that you are watching for the U.S. economy, which translates into the U.S. markets, and even the global economy. Now that we have the elections behind us, a lot of noise comes out of the elections, but in terms of economic data and factors that you're watching, where do you continue to be focused?
Sure. So now that we've got, I mean, there's a certain distraction quality to a midterm election, and obviously there's a lot of hopium that's out there in the market at the moment. But seeing that the dollar has been supported, I would not expect the dollar to rally on the U.S. election results this week, but it has been supported. I take a look at the way in which bond yields in Italy, and that might be kind of a big jump, but if you think about what's been happening in Europe and just sort of this concern I have about this global synchronized recovery being absolutely over. You know, you look at what's happening in Italy, you look at what's happening in Germany, but looking at those Italian bond yields, it may not be something that a lot of people kind of beeline to, but I think the ECB is going to have a big problem on their hands next year, and that keeps me pretty bearish. The euro keeps me quite bearish. Germany keeps me bearish. Italy, and those are the kind of concerns that I think eventually wash up on the shores of North America. I'm actually still very optimistic about the Canadian dollar by comparison. I think it's the second strongest currency to the dollar, and if we start to see a little bit more equities weakness, if we actually do resume the downtrend that we could argue is still in place, I think we might start to see actually some yen strength as well. But we haven't even begun to see what the crude oil weakness, kind of going back to what we mentioned earlier, the crude oil weakness is really going to hit the ISM numbers because the oil patch is such a big important part of that gauge. And we haven't seen what oil is going to be doing to CPI. And it's just, those are the kind of numbers that are going to be, for me, very difficult for bulls to overlook and just kind of blindly follow a cyclical or a seasonal type bullish end of year without really stopping and saying, hey, this isn't the same market of say, end of 2017.
So it sounds like you're looking ahead to some of the future data that we're going to be seeing out of the U.S. and seeing maybe a general slowdown. It's kind of along the lines, in all fairness, of even what the Fed has put out in terms of their predictions in terms of GDP growth, not necessarily in the near term, but looking out a year, 2 years, 3 years, they're also seeing a slowdown in a lot of economic data. Might that hit us a little bit sooner, a lot thanks to that slowdown in oil?
Oh, no. So you mentioned the FOMC. I'm like, oh, no. Do I sound like them? But I do agree with them. I think their rose-colored glasses are carrying them too far into 2020, too far into even 2019. I think everything they said is happening now. You know, everything they're fearing could happen in the future is happening now. But it makes perfect sense why they would project as far out as they are. I believe that rate hike in December is a done deal. We will see those 25 basis points, and we'll see the U.S. get to about a 2.5, just under 2.5 central bank rate. And then that really leaves the FOMC to hike two more times to get to what I believe is their goal of 3%. So could they sprinkle two hikes in the early part of 2019? We'll see what the equities markets do, but the equities markets are going to hate that. That's the bottom line. I think they want to see the FOMC back off this hawkishness. But here's the joke. It's on all of us. If the FOMC were to back off that hawkishness, everyone's going to ask why. And when they start to look at the data, they're going to sell off anyway. So no matter how you look at it, the FOMC is going to paint themselves in a corner. They've got to keep pushing a rosy, optimistic economic picture. Otherwise, people will really see and start to ask, why aren't they?
All right, there you have it from Roggy Horner. Again, futures and currency trader over at Simpler Trading. Roggy, it's always great having you on the show, and I appreciate all of your comments, I believe, from a very level-headed sense, looking outside of a lot of the noise that some people get distracted by, and taking a look at the data and also letting the markets talk to you. Roggy, thank you again for your time this weekend, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.